Was this school built when you were a young boy?
No. This school, I can remember it being built because St Peter's was all the other school. But part of St Peter's was a girls' school and it's called Priory Park, Priory Park Girls' School. But it was a little bit upmarket. You had to be someone a little bit, not special, but or know a lot of people to get in there. Because in them days, there was an awful lot of, it's not what you knew, it's who you knew to get things done, you know.
What were schools like in those days?
Very, very strict. I wasn't the best of little boys at all. I was always naughty. If anyone asked me what my school hours were, I would tell them 9 o'clock till five. Now the school hours were actually 9 till 4, but every night I got detention, so mine were 9 till 5. Yeah, I wasn't a good boy at all. But don't forget, I left school at 15, you see.
Did you get caned?
Oh, quite regularly, Yes, yeah. But the other thing is, you see, if I got the cane, I wouldn't dare go home and tell my father, because I'd get another one off of my father. It was quite serious. The other thing, it was stupid. At Elmer Road School, the headmistress was a Miss Grinley, and she'd hit you over the hand with a wooden ruler, heavy wooden ruler. It was absolutely ridiculous, because she could have broken your fingers, but you still stood there. And sometimes you go like that. I got hit quite a few times. But when I joined up in the Royal Navy, it was worse. I was 15 then and I did get caned. I didn't, because I made sure I was a good boy, because I didn't like the pain.
You know the back of the flats, what was there before?
Pardon?
The back of the flats, what was there before?
The flats on, I think he's talking about the
flats. Oh, on the right hand side, they were just a field, basically a football field. We used to use it for football. You couldn't drive through Riverside Road. The only way to get to Riverside Road was go through from the other end, from London Road, and come through, or you walk through down by the old school. There's an alleyway that goes down. Riverside Road, where you actually go into Riverside Road, they pulled a house down so they could build the road right the way through.
In fact, you can still see the remains because it was a little cul-de-sac, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you go out there now, you can see there's a sort of a...
It's shaped.
Like into a circle, yeah. And yeah. At the end of that circle there would have been a house there, wouldn't there?
Yeah, yeah.
And they knocked that down and then they extended the road through and joined up the bottom end. Am I right, the bottom end?
Oh, yeah, well, the bottom end was Longmire Road. Down Longmire Road, you go down, you've got the houses on the left, quite high, like a tenement building. They were quite run down. They were really run down. Now they're some of the nicest places you can buy in suburbs. St Albans has changed in the way that property prices, all the bad areas, basically now the good areas.